The following programming is sponsored by Troy Baylor. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Good morning. You're on the morning show with yours truly and my co-host, retired President Judge Thomasina Times. Hey, we got a lot to talk about this morning, some things that happened over the weekend. Excuse me. Some affairs and places that we went to and attend. They were exciting and they were wonderful. Last Sunday, we were at the Met, Broad and Poplar, with Micah Kyer. And he's a funny and crazy comedian. You should have been there. You would have enjoyed yourself. He's comical and he's outrageous and funny. And Saturday, we were at Mount Airy Church of God in Christ with Sheriff Rochelle Bilal talking about unity in the community. They had tables and vendors, and they were giving away free food, DJ, and a bouncy, and a dunk tank for the kids. It was a wonderful event. And like I said, on Sunday, we were at the Met. And then Tuesday, we did National Night Out with the police in the share. We were at 29th and Dolphin. We did a little parade from 22nd and Lehigh to 29th and Dolphin with the West Powhatan Steppers. They're part of the 76ers. And I'm just looking through paper. Y'all have to get the scoop because it brings you up to date on what's going on in the community. As you notice, the sheriff and her crew did some roundups. And I was looking here, and they did 176 outstanding warrants and various type of crimes they talk about. Not only that, I think 37 of them were for illegal firearms. So out of the 176 people that they arrested on outstanding warrants, 37 were taken in for having illegal firearms. And I talked with her, and she said majority of them firearms was out in the opening when they went in to serve the warrants. In the Philadelphia prison system, I got to finish reading the paper. But it's a good day in the city of Philadelphia. If you want to give us a call, you can call us at 888-329-3306. And we're here this morning. How are you this morning?
I'm here, put it that way.
You here?
I'm here with some things that happened.
Enjoy yourself Saturday when you was up there?
Yeah, I met, there was a lot of people there who were from the city of Philadelphia, a lot of the Department of, I think, Revenue, and they had different people there who represent the city of Philadelphia that the people didn't need to know about. And the kids they had the face painting with the kids. That's the art. I wish I could do something like that. I can't.
That's easy. You can get your face painted?
No, I'm just saying that the lady who was doing it, it was so artistic the way she was painting the children's faces. That was really cute. I stood there and watched a couple. That's it. But I also want to talk about some things that they were talking about jobs. I don't know now, but I was reading that it seems that the Coast Guard is looking for people. And now that seemed like that's being in the service kind of a safe job, I guess, to a certain point where they work trying to make sure, you know, people don't be smuggling drugs in different places, you know, basic down in the Florida area. But they said there was an opening, and they missed a lot of people retired, I guess, and they're looking for a lot of young folks to do. And something else that is a good thing where people need to look into, training for installing solar. Solar is going to be a big thing now with our building, matter of fact, where we live at. Our manager who is there, he was one of the first, and we have solar on our building, which we get a refund back that we sell to the electric company due to the fact that we saved so much money on our electricity bill, which is really something. And plus, our building has a station for people who have electric cars.
Right.
You know. So
you have an electric car?
No, I don't have an electric car. Yeah,
you ain't get one yet?
No, I'm not going to buy an electric car. I read some things about the car is catching on fire. They haven't perfected the batteries yet, I don't think, because it seemed like one of the persons who had an electric car, a Tesla, I think it was, yeah, and the battery something caught on fire, and the car caught on fire itself.
Right.
That's a little bit something. But I think that's the reason why the gas is going to be expensive. After a while, people are going to decide whether or not the gas becomes, somebody says it's gone up to $6 a gallon, God forbid. But people start, you know, things are done a certain way to get your mind so that you will fall into where the economy will grow with you spending money on different things. You buy an electric car maybe, or you buy more gas down the road. So those are some things that I think we talked about. And what do you think about the governor? Your opinion.
My opinion.
Don't, and be very careful what you
say. Well, Cuomo is Cuomo, and I ain't even going to say nothing on that. So y'all leave Cuomo alone. He ain't no different from the rest of them in there.
I agree.
A little pat, feel.
I couldn't wait to see you today to ask you about that.
So if I pat and feel you, you're going to
assume me. Oh, you've got a rude awakening coming. Matter of fact, you'll be going to Einstein.
Hey, we had Reverend Joe Williams on the line. Pastor Joe Williams, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning. Judge Times in.
Good morning. Good morning.
Reverend Joe. The lady that always concerned in helping people. But I think, Judge, and also good morning to the staff there, we need a plan B. In case things are not working out with this coronavirus, we need to figure out what we're going to do. We can't wait on the society or TV or radio anchors to save us. We've got to have a plan for ourselves. I thought about this, Judge Times.
You know what, Reverend Joe? The only thing that's going to really help us is to improve our immune system. And you know how I'm about health, immune system. Remember the stuff I told you about the green drink? You
felt
the things that we put into our body that helps our cells to produce strong cells. Not where we eat a lot of junk, a lot of sugar, things of that sort. That's one thing that's going to help us improve our immune system, what we eat. And that way there, the virus will, if you try to catch it, start getting a cold. I haven't had a cold in years. I don't remember the last time I had a cold, maybe 20-some years ago, maybe longer than that. I haven't gotten sick. You know me all those years, Reverend. You know I've been quite healthy. Even though I was outside giving out those hams with no coat on. But I'm saying to you, that's going to improve our system as far as us being around and not waiting on another virus, another vaccine, or whatever is coming out.
Well, there's not a posse coming to save us or a ship coming in to save us. We've got to save each other. And I thought about this, Judge. The difference between with black men, the difference between being raised and then just raised up. We've got some people that's raised their own, they did all. Do everything they want to do. They never had discipline, never listened to nobody. We've got to snap out of that. That's why these young guys are so crazy, because they've never been raised. So
they're raising themselves. You know why? Because, like I said, they there's no more grandmoms anymore. And grandpops, where we had grandmoms years ago that you knew you were wrong. Matter of fact, if you did something wrong, your neighbors knew it and told your mama, and your mama spanked you twice sometimes, you know. But people nowadays have gotten to the point where you don't touch my child, you don't tell them when they're wrong, because they don't even know. You got the parents who have children that don't know what's right and wrong anymore. So that's the reason why you have these kids doing what they want to do. I'm looking at how people are driving now. People know that the police are not giving anybody any really tickets for running a red light. They decide that they're going to pass you on the right side or left side.
Well, they shouldn't give nobody no ticket.
Yeah.
They said what?
They shouldn't get nobody no ticket.
What do you mean shouldn't get nobody a ticket?
Because they shouldn't.
For going through a red light?
Because they drive reckless too when they're not on duty.
Oh, please. You know,
you know the difference. I like the joke, but you know what the difference is between Philadelphia and the other counties? Because when you're in South Carolina, they don't play that. Because they're strict on their laws. See, we play too many games. Reverend Joe, if you notice, they play too many games here in the city of Philadelphia.
That's it. That's what I'm saying. It's time for us.
It's about who paying who. It's about pay to play. It's still going on.
I've noticed this too, Judge. If you have a funeral in North Carolina, South Carolina, if you have a funeral, everything stops.
Everything. You're right.
Not in Philadelphia. The people are cut through the funeral line, blow their horn, mad. We're so messed up, so we better get straight. We need more Judge Tom's around. Judge, hurry up and get a TV show to get something.
Oh, Lord. then everything going out of business.
No. Let me tell you what the problem is. That it's discipline within themselves. That's the problem. And you got the parents who they don't want you to chastise. I was in the line the other day getting some medicine for a girlfriend of mine, and this little kid was in front of me, and he was on the floor. He had some. He was playing with the thing that you give your credit card with, and she would tell him to stop. And he looked at her like,
shut up.
And guess what? When she pulled him away, he had this little Mickey Mouse thing he was playing with. He started beating her with it. She's trying to talk to the pharmacist, and he's beating her with it because she pulled him away. Now, you know, when I was that size, my mother looked at me. It was just a look that you need to stop. You know,
amen.
But these people don't want to hit little Johnny. I'm not saying hitting him, maybe that's bad, but there should be some kind of discipline, some kind of timeout, you know, or take away something. You're not going to play with the little toy you have or something like that. There's no discipline that the parents
are
doing.
You're absolutely right.
That's what it is. So
raising our children. Judge, talk to you soon. Keep supporting us like you're doing.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
Hey, we have Lena on line two.
My name is Lena, but as I grew up, I used to get my butt whooped too. But as I grew up in the 80s and the 90s here in Philadelphia, the teachers couldn't spank us. The parents was told that DHS will be called if they even spanked us.
I agree.
So as I had my children in the 90s, we had to tell them to stand in the corners, and we had to figure out what was wrong with them while we couldn't spank them.
Well,
so
you know,
we don't even get spanked.
Yeah, see, I agree.
All I got to do is call 911, and I'm protected.
Well, you know, you're telling the
you
truth.
Now, if you just slap your kid, is abuse.
Yeah, well,
you know, that came in play when I believe Wilson Good was mayor. And what I try to explain to people, there's a difference from chastisement and abuse. And that's where people get things mixed up at.
Well, I'm saying to you, I think that in the olden days, like you say, ma'am, the teachers were able to discipline children. Your neighbors were. Nowadays, the society, this new, don't touch my kid, don't do this. So they grow up that way, thinking that they are privileged that way, that they can do what they want to do.
At the same time, some of my neighbors was molesting some of the kids. So you can't even trust the neighbor. The older ones, they was molesting and doing things to these children, too. So it's like a no-win situation. You can't even trust your neighbors now. You see what I'm saying? When I was young, I was able to trust my neighbors. My mom would let me in the houses of my neighbors, and I was seeing a lot of bad things that wasn't shown in my own home. So just going outside trusting your neighbors wasn't that good neither. Because some of the neighbors had little snakes and bad things going on in their home, and then you see it, and you come in your home, and you teaching other kids what you have seen in your girlfriend or your cousin house or your mom, girlfriend down the street that she's calling sister or my neighbor, and they own.
I agree.
And then you taught not to go around telling nothing because everything was a secret society in the 80s and 90s. Don't tell.
Well, it's the same thing now. I think it's the same thing.
You couldn't tell that your mom was even smoking crack. You couldn't tell that your dad was beating on your mom. You couldn't go to school and tell that. That's telling what's going on in your home. So you were taught to hide the lie.
And you're right about
because
that.
Growing up in the 80s, a lot of the parents was doing what we was doing, but it was secret. Go upstairs, go to bed while we get high. So now as we got older and was doing stuff in front of our children, the children don't even respect nothing. Because we started saying, oh, we was being lied to. We was being covered up. Mom was getting high. Mom was on crack. This is why this was happening, that was happening. But no judge was in there saying truancy, DHS in the 80s. It wasn't no DHS or none of that. We just had to deal with our addict parents growing up.
Right.
We get our ass whooped, extension cords, switches. Don't get me a switch off the tree.
That's right.
We having slashes on us looking like Toby from The Roots.
Yeah.
Wasn't no doctor saying, oh, it ain't being abused in there.
Yeah.
Wasn't no abuse back then.
Well, you know, it's a strange thing. You know, children want to be disciplined, but if they're not, then they just do what they want to do. They think they can do whatever they want to do. I agree everything you're saying. You know, I'm glad you called and explained about what you know so other people would know that it's things that are happening in your neighborhood. You really can't trust anybody anymore about your children. You know, I watch some of these programs on the television where people are babysitters and they have people, you leave a child and go to work and you think that they're going to be all right, but you got babysitters who are abusing the children too. So.
And listen, Judge, when I grew up, my cousins was telling me, they was like 4 or 5 years. They said, my mom, they was boys. We had, my first love was my babysitter. I had sex with my babysitter, but they was boys, so they thought it was right.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes even when you get people watching your kids, me being a military wife, I didn't want nobody babysitting my kids. I taught my kids from home until they got 5 years old and had to go out here into this corrupted school system. Because if y'all want to go all the way back into the 1920s, this corrupted government, the school system is a bunch of BS too.
Right.
We was taught to be taught this way. That's why we thinking and proving and doing what we do. That's why they put it on social media, on the radio, to have you taught to live a certain way. But if everybody trying to live God way, you will shut the social media and all that down. That's why everybody judging and trying to compete in everything with the social media, these outlets.
Right.
When everybody would love everybody, it wouldn't be billionaires and it wouldn't be poor people. Everybody would be equal because the billionaires, they would give to the poor. They would care so much that, my other humans is over here hungry and they suffering. Hell with me having billionaires and I'm riding on yachts and Bugatti. Bugatti, let me go back and give to the neighborhood where I came from. What about that? Beyonce, Jay-Z, Oprah Winfrey, all the celebrities. Are y'all walking back into your neighborhood talking to the children where y'all came from? The same stuff that y'all was being molested and seeing drugs. Is y'all going there? Y'all done became billionaires, millionaires. Is y'all coming back into them same communities? Or are y'all just sitting up on your high horse talking about but not walking? If I ever got rich and made them 6 figures, I'd be coming back into my neighborhood, not riding around with a Rolls Royce, knowing there's other people out here.
Well, you know what? Maybe that's something that people should think about. Maybe the celebrities should maybe start visiting back to the cities that they grew up in and talking to some of the young people about how to, because they look up to them. Maybe that would be something.
At this day and time, they don't do that. Lena, we thank you for your call. And we're going to pay a few bills, and we'll be back right after this.
Constantly Caring Home Care is dedicated to meeting the needs of people of all ages, helping them keep their independence, security, and quality care, all in the comfort of their home. We offer our employees competitive pay rates and an excellent benefit package. We are in the community, a part of the community, and for the community. So give us a call today, 215-929-8989, where you're not just a consumer, you're family. Constantly Caring Home Care, servicing Philadelphia and surrounding counties.
If you're in need of a funeral home, Meacham and Prelow are there to help. Call 215-220-6880. Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home, 1740 Blavis Street, Philadelphia. Call 215-220-6880. In your time of need, Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home are there to help.
Hi, this is Troy Baylor from The Morning Show. I'm coming to you today because we're at 301 murders in the city of Philadelphia. Let's put an end to the gun violence by uniting together and taking back our streets. For more help, you can call our organization, Put Down Your Guns, Take Back Your Streets, at 302-345-7611.
Car trouble? Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair can help. They do it all, from your transmission and engine work to your state emission inspections, tune-ups, and radiator flushes. They can do your oil change and your brakes and exhaust system repairs. They'll fix everything but a broken heart. Find them at 2301 North 30th Street in Philly. Call 215-229-7589. Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair.
Hey, this is Greg Blocker from Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair. You're listening to my main man, Troy Bella, on WWDB 860 AM.
in my mirror. Start to blush when somebody says your name. In my stomach there's a pain. See you walk in my direction, I go the other way. I start to stutter when I speak. Try to stand but my knees go weak. What's happening to me? In the dark, can you tell me
what? We're back on the morning show. And our call letters, our call number is 888-329-3306. And we want to thank our Reverend Joe and Lena calling in. But one thing she was saying was right, but people don't do that today. We don't honor the people in our community. We don't recognize the people in our community. We don't run our households. Like she said, it was a cover-up. Because I remember one time I was in the church service, and they had I can't remember the evangelist's name, but she came from Oakland, California. And she preached and she talked about how we would cover up because when little Susie got pregnant, they sent her down south so nobody wouldn't know. And then brought her back like if nothing ever happened. And these are the things we have to stop doing to make our homes better. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, nowadays, if your daughter is 16 or 15 gets pregnant, you're very proud of it.
Yeah.
You don't
like it's
that.
Okay.
Yeah. I remember when I was in school, went to school. As a matter of fact, she's a famous lady. I'm not going to mention her name, but she went down south. She was pregnant, and she had the baby like in August sometime. Came back to school in September, but it was like her brother, or that's what it was. She had a boy, but they raised that as her being her brother.
Right.
Even talking about that. But we have
It was her son. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean?
It's no shame. It's no shame anymore. These people are proud to say, well, I'm a grandmother now, or I'm a great-grandmother.
And they're standing at the welfare office with gold earrings on and baby in one hand, you know?
Well, like I said, it's that... We've lost pride in ourselves. I think, how can you put it? I just think that there's, like I said, we need to bring some older grandmoms back. Maybe some people will think about setting up something where you're talking about values again. Like I said, you look at the TV, you look at the movies nowadays, it's the bling bling stuff, it's attractive. The more you show, they think that's where... people are interested in, and it's a society that way. They don't care anymore. They don't think they're going to die or get sick until they get in the hospital, become on a ventilator. Then they say, "Oh, I should have took the vaccine. I should do this or that." You know, but I do believe that you live the way you are to a certain point, and you'll die that way. So you want to be reckless?
We got some tickets we're going to give away. I don't know if you're going to, because you say you don't like to be on the outside from the mosquitoes and all that stuff.
Well, it depends on where it is, you know.
It's going to be at the Robin Hood Dell. It's going to be the Recover Idol. Rick Ford is supposed to be calling in and talking about
this. Oh, okay.
They did the last segment last night. But the Recover Idol is people that's recovering from drugs and alcohol. And it's going to be a thing at the Robin Hood Dell. We have free tickets for that we've been giving out in the community as we go out to make appearances at different places. And I think I'm down about 10 tickets. I have to get some more from him. So if you want tickets, you can call in. That's August 20th. It starts at 6:00. The doors at the Robin Hood Dell open at 5:00 and the show from 6 to 8. So it's a good time to get in and get out. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be nice, you know, but these are recovering addicts that put on a show. It's going to be a fashion show and all that. And it's going to be something, even if you want to take the family, we have tickets for you, and you can get these tickets. And to be a part of this is a wonderful program.
Are they going to get it from you? Are you going to
call them? They can get it from me. Because I'll be in and out. So if you see me on the street, say, hey, remember you said you had tickets for the Recovery Idol? Because I'm waiting for Rick to call in, but I meant to call him and get some more tickets. But we've been giving them out all during the couple of events that we went to. Hey, I'm looking in the paper. They said Congressman Dwight Evans and Brandon Boyle and Scepter announced Erie Station improvement, because I think Reverend Joe was saying they put a rain station over there.
Right, yeah. Reverend Joe, the Reverend Joe Church is on the corner of Walnut Lane and Johnson Street, where, matter of fact, if you go over, you cross over Wayne Avenue, which, you know, is Walnut Lane there, And you go down around the around it's around the bend right before you go or you're going to go around the curve to like you're going to Manayunk or Roxborough.
Right.
It's right at the circle there, and they're going to put a bench there because I forgot what bus stops there, so that when people come to church or even waiting for the bus to leave church or get off the bus, they'll be able to sit there, you know, and wait for it. We're going to have a celebration. I told Reverend Joe we're going to announce the christening of it and have some refreshments there for our people to christening our stand. You know me, that's my church.
All right, we're going to pay a few bills and we'll be back right after this.
Don't want to get stopped by the police? Well, here's some tips you need to know. A motor vehicle violation is a summary crime, and your driving record will also determine how much you'll pay. Get the facts with Judge Tynes. Tune in to The Morning Show with Troy Baylor, Friday morning at 10 on WWDB 860 AM and WWDBAM.com.
Constantly Caring Home Care is dedicated to meeting the needs of people of all ages, helping them keep their independence, security, and quality care, all in the comfort of their home. We offer our employees competitive pay rates and an excellent benefit package. We are in the community, a part of the community, and for the community. So give us a call today, 215-929-8989, where you're not just a consumer, you're family. Constantly Caring Home Care, servicing Philadelphia and surrounding counties.
If you're in need of a funeral home, Meacham and Prelow are there to help. Call 215-220-6880. Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home, 1740 Blavis Street, Philadelphia. Call 215-220-6880. In your time of need, Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home are there to help.
Hi, this is Troy Baylor from The Morning Show. And I'm coming to you today because we're at 301 murders in the city of Philadelphia. Let's put an end to the gun violence by uniting together and taking back our streets. For more help, you can call our organization, Put Down Your Guns, Take Back Your Streets, at 302-345-7611.
Hi, my name is India Baylor, and you're listening to my dad, Troy Baylor, on WWDB 860 AM.
You need to get it if he don't wanna love you the right way, he ain't gonna. It ain't where he's at, it's where he wanna be.
No Keisha. Yes.
Like that, but it ain't even gotta be like that. Yo man, he be calling me back. He say I'm fine, and a matter of fact, he asked how I do that. Fit my jeans over baby fat. Listen, I don't know the type of tricks.
We're back on The Morning Show with yours truly, my co-host, retired President Judge Thomasina Times. Hey, Flo Herr awards honor radio legacy Patty Jackson and born leader DJ Diamond Cutts. So they were honored for their work, Women in Business. Patty Jackson has been in radio, I don't know, for quite a while now.
Yeah.
And she started out at, I believe, Power 99. And then when DAS was owned by Gene Jackson, and then stayed there even when Clear Channel took it over.
Didn't Wendy Williams come from there too?
Wendy Williams was on Power 99.
Yeah. She has a documentary I saw they did on her, which was very interesting.
About her
divorce.
And her husband cheating.
Yeah, well, that's usual. Always causes divorce. No, but, I don't know anything else.
But you're not supposed to say that. You're supposed to keep it in hush hush in the house.
What do you mean, hush hush in the house? Well, did you see the other day? They think that the Gates, Linda Gates, the divorce is coming due to the fact that he was involved with Epstein as a person supposed to be involved in the charity organization. But I think Mr. Epstein, I think that's something that probably affected Linda Gates. Who knows? I'm just happy that...
Even when they separated, she's still going to have quite a few dollars in her
pocket. Yeah, but you know what? Let me tell you what. That doesn't mean a lot. People don't understand. Money doesn't mean a lot when you don't have a companionship of somebody you've been working with for many years. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
A marriage is very serious to a point where they've been together doing a lot of things. Something came up to the point, like I said, I don't know, that caused that, listen, let's see if we can live separately and do your thing and whatever. But you can't take away the good times that you have with that person, the things you did with that. And like the money can't replace that.
Right.
There's a lot of people who have no money, very poor people, are happy as they can be because they have each other. Mm-hmm. That means a lot. And to me, I just knew that billionaires have the same problems as people on welfare. There's no difference. This is how you conduct your relationship with the person that you're supposed to be loyal to, which is very hard for you men to do. I just said that to irritate you.
I know, because
it's
always about the loyalty of a man, but sometimes the man can be loyal and the woman can be unfaithful.
I agree. Listen, you're definitely right. Yeah. I agree with that. But it seems that men have more wandering eyes than women do.
No, because I try to be loyal.
Yeah, well, I've always was loyal, yeah. But it doesn't pay all the time.
Right.
Sometimes it doesn't pay to be loyal. But I'm saying to you, you have to live with yourself. That's the main thing. You know what I mean? And if you can get up every morning knowing that you did the right thing in life, no matter what the other person's done, then guess what? That's on them. You know? You have to live with you. And like I said, I was just very happy to see that even though they're separating, she's going to get so many billions or whatever it is, they're still going to work together to the organization they do to help people. So that's what's important.
I'm going to sign a prenup.
Well, prenup is only if you make certain monies with that person. You follow me?
No.
During the time of
yes. No, because I remember Candy Burrs.
Candy Burrs?
She's from the group Escape. And now she's doing The Real Housewife of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. She signed a prenup. So what it is was what she already made before she married the gentleman Todd Tucker. So he can't get nothing out of what she already had. So he only can get what they established when they got married.
Yeah.
That's the way her prenup was. He can't get nothing from what she made before she married him. So that's my thing.
Yeah, well, listen, the part about it is that the pre-up and all that doesn't mean anything if you care for the
And everybody got them because Kim and Kanye had it.
Yeah.
The Kardashians.
Yeah. You're telling me people got a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think I'm going to marry one of them Kardashians so I can get me some money.
Yeah, well, okay. You know, you have this thing about this money. Money's not everything. I keep telling you that.
Right now, I can ride in a Bentley.
Yeah, right. Money's not everything.
Black China, if you're listening, I'm coming to get you.
I think it's what's going on with these young folks now, even with the killings and all that. It's the money that's attracting them and not looking at.
Well, not only that. I think it's the money, the greed, and the power of control over something that's not real. Because to be control over a street corner relationship is not worth it.
Well, look at these people who want these shoes. What, the sneakers cost $300-$400? Something. Why would you want to put that?
I got a pair of $300 sneakers. No, I'm just joking.
I wouldn't think. I go to Wizard store they have on there.
Well, they close it down. Pay less.
Yeah, pay less. Yeah.
They shut them down.
But
why pay more when you can pay less?
Well, I'm saying to you, the main thing of having a shoe on is to protect your feet. Am I correct? The correct kind of shoes? I mean, why are you worried about what they cost?
But, you know, a lot of people do things because they want to keep up with the Joneses. It is not about keeping up with the Joneses.
Then they're not happy with themselves.
Right.
Okay? They're not happy with themselves at all. Because you don't know what's going on in the Joneses family. And to a point, why do you care? You need to care about your own self. That's the reason why we need to think about taking all this money like you got. You need to start buying property so that you'll be able to live somewhere eventually due to the fact that.
And then when it comes to the city, they can take it for intimate domain.
Well, it depends upon where you buy the property. They took intimate domain. Yeah, that's how 95 was built. You can go from 95 from what? Maine to Florida. And all the areas they took off 95, especially when you get the Washington area, they went into those areas that most of the minorities lived and took those areas and built the highways. So
right.
I'm saying to you, people, I don't know if people know that or not, but that's how 95, when they built it a long time ago, went in all different areas to the where the minorities lived at to develop the highway there. So,
hey, the school district of Philadelphia plans safe return to in-person learning for all students, meaning they're trying to get the schools prepared to have the students back in school, I think, in the end of August.
I guess so.
31st.
The problem is that they're talking about the children having the vaccine. And it seems that, like, well, I think they're talking about maybe giving them maybe the Johnson one, maybe when but they're talking about now getting another booster shot if you have the other two.
They can give them the Burger King shot.
What shop is that?
The Burger King.
The Burger King.
McDonald's shot.
Do you know who's going in the business?
Who?
I'm talking about the Kentucky Fried Chicken. Well, KFC, they're calling it. Are going into the hotel business.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
So you can get
I read that. So if you call down for room service, they'll send you some chicken. Seriously, I read about that. That's what they say they're doing. So, like, what are we going to do? I mean, like, you know. So
what's the name of the hotel going to be?
It's called KFC. It's going to be KFC Hotel.
It's going to be KFC Hotel.
Yeah, I just read this article.
Oh, can I get room service? Can I get a two-piece?
I said that. No, what? It's not going to be here. It's going to be in UK. They're starting it not here in the UK. They're seeing how it's going to work there. And
yeah, you're right, Matt. It's definitely going to be a lot of greasy pillow and cheese. Can I get a two-piece of the biscuit with some honey and jelly?
Well, it's in the UK. It's not here yet, but they say
I don't like KFC, though, that much. I eat it if I have to, or if I'm in the area. But my favorite place is Popeye's.
Yeah.
I just like the crispy.
It's more greasy. That's
no,
like
it's
it.
Not greasy.
Yeah, it's more crinkly, put it that way.
It's not greasy.
They got a new one out, and they got some little buns I bought the other day.
Well, no, the nuggets.
The nuggets.
And I want to try them.
They're very good. I took them to my girlfriend there.
Well, you didn't bring me none.
No, this is not time of day to eat nuggets. Mm-hmm. Eat nuggets at night, at the dinner time.
You eat nuggets whenever you feel like you want for nuggets.
No, I
could take them nuggets and some honey mustard.
No, let me tell you, well, first of all, the nuggets you eat this time of the day would accelerate, basically, your sugar level because it's fried, okay? So you don't want that time of the day. You eat some protein like eggs in the morning, okay? I'm just trying to teach you how to eat better.
Sometimes you forget to eat the eggs in the morning.
Well, you don't have to bring the nuggets.
I'd rather go in there and eat a piece of fried chicken in the morning.
Well, that's the reason why you have a weight problem.
Hey, we're going to pay a few more bills and we'll be back right after this.
Car trouble? Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair can help. They do it all, from your transmission and engine work to your state emission inspections, tune-ups, and radiator flushes. They can do your oil change and your brakes and exhaust system repairs. They'll fix everything but a broken heart. Find them at 2301 North 30th Street in Philly. Call 215-229-7589. Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair. Don't want to get stopped by the police? Well, here's some tips you need to know. A motor vehicle violation is a summary crime, and your driving record will also determine how much you'll pay. Get the facts with Judge Tynes. Tune in to The Morning Show with Troy Baylor, Friday morning at 10 on WWDB 860 AM and WWDBAM.com.
Constantly Caring Home Care is dedicated to meeting the needs of people of all ages, helping them keep their independence, security, and quality care, all in the comfort of their home. We offer our employees competitive pay rates and an excellent benefit package. We are in the community, a part of the community, and for the community. So give us a call today, 215-929-8989, where you're not just a consumer, you're family. Constantly Caring Home Care, servicing Philadelphia and surrounding counties.
If you're in need of a funeral home, Meacham and Prelow are there to help. Call 215-220-6880. Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home, 1740 Blavis Street, Philadelphia. Call 215-220-6880. In your time of need, Meacham and Preloe Funeral Home are there to help.
Hey, this is Rick Ford, and you're listening to The Troy Baylor Show right here at WWDB 860 on the AM dial every Friday morning from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Tune in.
Dark child, yeah.
Cause the sex was good, you had my mind, and I let you come back every time. You violate and cross the line, and you knew that I would be the type to always wait so patiently, thinking you was coming home to me. Well, damn, I never heard the keys or felt your taps.
Thought you were coming home to me, but you didn't. That was Mary J. Blige. That's my girl.
I tell you, boy, you know, I listen to some of these records, movie, whatever, you know, you say you're having these songs. They sound depressing to me. I mean, they don't sound like, that. You know, you want to really sing the song. I mean, like she's talking about, well, you know, well, you didn't bring the keys home and all this kind of stuff. That's all stressful. I couldn't really deal with that kind of situation.
No, well, she's speaking a message. You got to understand the message.
I don't understand it. I would never have that kind of.
And you gave him some good loving the night before. And now he don't want to come back the next day.
Yeah, well, guess what? Well, shouldn't give him the good loving. That's all. There's the door.
Hey, our calling number is 888-329-3306. What you got on your list over there?
I want to tell you, what do you think about? You fly a lot. Now you know I don't. I'm against flying.
Yeah, because I'm planning on. Cause you know we happen to, and you got to make sure you come. I got to send you the flyer, cause you know Sheriff Rochelle Bilal, State Rep Donna Bullock, and mm-hmm. there's going to be like a couple information today. But I'm having a block party mm-hmm. on the 14th next Saturday, with a live band, drill team. We're going to do face painting for the kids. We're going to have the bouncy mm-hmm. and the dunk tank, and just an exciting day all day today. The sheriff is going to have a table set up where they were going to be giving out gun locks for people that's coming through on the block and walking through and passing through mm-hmm. whatever. And she's been doing a wonderful job. Yeah. And we want to take our hat off to the sheriff of the city of Philadelphia.
Definitely, yes.
Because she's been doing a wonderful job in pushing the message that if you have a gun and you're licensed to carry a gun, that you need to have a gun lock on it and to be safe with it. Mm-hmm. And actually, we're going to try to do... I think once we get the logistics done sometime in September on one of our Friday shows is do a live broadcast out in the street along with the sheriff of Philadelphia and give the gun locks and stuff out. Mm-hmm. She's been doing a hell of a job in going in different communities with there. So we want to salute you this morning, Sheriff Rochelle Bilal.
I'll get the information. You will have the giving out about... Or the violations I told you that can take your license away. We've been giving them out there too.
Right.
So I'll have all that to give to people too.
I'm going to work it out with the station and find out how we can do a live broadcast. Study being mm-hmm. in the studio, we'll be out on the street.
Yeah.
And we'll set up the date with the sheriff and be talking with people.
And so, the councilman, and that's councilman in that
that's
area,
communication,
probably,
yeah.
Probably,
yeah.
The council people, yeah. Yeah. They're person in the area.
We're gonna get a lineup because matter of fact, just talking the other day, this gentleman from Congressman Dwight Evans' office did call me.
Okay.
What I'm gonna do is we're gonna do a 2-month lineup mm-hmm. to know who we have coming on the shows, on which days and whatnot and what program, so we can talk about what their office and what the issues do in some other programs. Matter of fact, I did have a health and wellness doctor call me. And the health and wellness doctor is going to come on. I'm scheduling him to come on to talk about health and wellness.
Oh, please. I'm glad. I hope you listen to him when he tells you what to do.
I don't know if I'm going to listen to him, but I'll have him come on.
I'm just saying to you.
I'm going
to
eat my chitlins and hog maws.
Oh, my goodness, please. You know what you need to do?
What?
To get a microscope and look at a chitlin after you cooked it. Okay.
You don't eat chitlins and hog maws?
No, I don't. No, I do not.
And some good potato salad and collard greens and baked macaroni.
Matter of fact, a lot of potato salad causes
arthritis. It's better than me. It's better than hearing the fire alarm going off and you got to get dressed.
Oh, stop it. Here we go again with that. No, seriously. There's certain foods that you eat that trigger certain ailments you have in your body. Really. We need to know that.
I'm going anyway. I got 1 foot in the grave, 1 foot out the grave. So what's the difference?
Getting back to what you're saying, you travel with airlines. What do you think about what would happen to you? What would you do? Because I thought about that. If I was sitting with a passenger on the airline, they did what this guy did, act punching people. I mean, they tape ducked him to the chair.
Well,
now, what would you do? Would you be scared?
Well, they said that it was wrong, but well, what other way
what
can
would you do?
That's what I'm saying. What other way could you contain him?
I thought about that.
But y'all want to take Cuomo, because they said he patted one of the made a sexual pass at one of the stewardess.
You know, he's not elected official.
But Cuomo did it, and now y'all want to kick him out of office. What? And that might have been something that happened before he got in office. But you know what I don't understand? Because people will bring up stuff on you no matter what.
You're true.
And one thing I can say, I think out of all the presidents that we had in office that I know of, President Barack Obama was one of the ones they could not come up with a scandal on.
Because he loves Michelle.
Yeah.
So. That's the difference, the love of Michelle, not the lust.
But you figure okay. Years down the road, somebody might come up with something, because that's what people do.
Even though
you don't do it, this is what you got
to
understand.
But you have to be careful about what you do all the time.
Right.
And have you noticed, they have a documentary on HBO now about Obama. Did you know that now? It started the other night. Last night was series 3 on it. I don't know if it's a 4 or not, but it comes around 9 o'clock. But on HBO, about Obama, how he started and how it went through all the things. But if you notice, when he speaks very slowly, and he's very careful with his words when he speaks. But that's his mannerism, and that's what people have to understand, that you have to, when you talk to somebody, you got to be very careful when you use your words. Or you even now, like some people in office, you know, if you keep telling the person, you look nice today, I like that skirt, and the next day, hey, I like that blouse you have on, that's a little bit different, you know, than not saying anything to them, because if you like it, keep it to yourself. People take and are fascinated most of the time by elected officials anyway. They're fascinated about want to be with the person, you know what I mean? But I'm saying to you, if you look at Obama and Michelle, they are one, put it that way.
Well, me and you are one.
No, we're not one. We're not one.
Hey,
we're not even two.
We're going to pay a few more bills and we'll be back right after this. Hi, this is Troy Baylor from The Morning Show. And I'm coming to you today because we're at 301 murders in the city of Philadelphia. Let's put an end to the gun violence by uniting together and taking back our streets. For more help, you can call our organization, Put Down Your Guns, Take Back Your Streets, at 302-345-7611.
Car trouble? Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair can help. They do it all, from your transmission and engine work to your state emission inspections, tune-ups, and radiator flushes. They can do your oil change and your brakes and exhaust system repairs. They'll fix everything but a broken heart. Find them at 2301 North 30th Street in Philly. Call 215-229-7589. Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair.
Don't want to get stopped by the police? Well, here's some tips you need to know. A motor vehicle violation is a summary crime, and your driving record will also determine how much you'll pay. Get the facts with Judge Tynes. Tune in to The Morning Show with Troy Baylor, Friday morning at 10 on WWDB 860 AM and WWDBAM.com.
Constantly Caring Home Care is dedicated to meeting the needs of people of all ages, helping them keep their independence, security, and quality care, all in the comfort of their home. We offer our employees competitive pay rates and an excellent benefit package. We are in the community, a part of the community, and for the community. So give us a call today, 215-929-8989, where you're not just a consumer, you're family. Constantly Caring Home Care, servicing Philadelphia and surrounding counties.
Good morning, everyone. This is Warren Bloom, and you're in tune to my main man, Troy Baylor, every Friday, 10 a.m., right here on WWDB 860. It's a TGIF day.
It's just one of them days when I want to be all alone. It's just one of them days when I got to be all alone. It's just one of them days.
We're back on The Morning Show. The judge is cracking up. But Monica, but see, you gotta understand the meaning of the song. like just one of those days. You know how you just want to be by yourself?
I'm like that all the time. Okay.
You want to gather your own thoughts, you know what I mean?
I do it all the time, but I'm saying
it's. So don't take it personal.
Well, I'm just
saying. So if you call me, I don't pick it up on. I just want to be by myself that day. No, I'm just joking.
Well, I like being. I do a lot of reading. I read.
I'm gonna find you a man. You need some company. I'm gonna find you.
I don't need anything except Hamilton.
If anybody looking for a good woman, we have the Honorable Judge here. So give us a call at 888-329-3306.
You also have to send your resume at the same time and your DMB account. Okay. No,
what the DMB count has to do with it?
That's very important. That's better important than the resume. Anybody knows what I'm talking about? DMB account. I think he knows what I'm talking about.
You know what she's talking about, Matt?
Matt, you're
a driving record, right?
No.
She's talking about that bank account.
Better for you?
Dun and Bradstreet. Okay. Drop is dead. No, it's important. No, only because I'll tell you the reason why. You're going back to money again. People make two emphasis on money. And the person that you have to be with in life has to have a total thinking, just like we talk about the Gates. They have an organization where they're out to help people with certain things. You have to have a mindset with the person you're being with as your partner. Liking doing the same things. Like I said, I read a lot. I read a couple of newspapers a day to find out. Because I'm newsy.
You read about 10 newspapers a day.
No, I read five, but mostly five. I go through them to see what people are saying. I watch the stock markets. I watch what's happening.
So what's going on in the stock market right now?
Well, you got to look at all the disasters that has happened. Look at the fires that's going on. Does this happening in California?
So what stock market?
So wood's going to be very expensive. So I'm saying to you, if you have stocks like in woods, and you're going to be able to know that that may drop due to the fact, or either you're going to probably get increase in price due to the fact that there's not going to be the trees that burn down. You know, they're complaining about it. They can't even build some of the houses that they're now doing the housing industry due to that. They're hard to get in lumber. So if you follow things like that, you're able to see what to invest in that may be down the road that you can use. And like I said, now they're talking about the gasoline. People are going to start looking at electric cars. It's going to start being $4 or $5 a gallon worth of gas. So
we're going to take a break right here and pay a few more commercials because we're almost out of here.
Okay.
And then we'll be back with our final thoughts.
If you're in need of a funeral home, Meacham and Prelow are there to help. Call 215-220-6880. Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home, 1740 Blavis Street, Philadelphia. Call 215-220-6880. In your time of need, Meacham and Prelow Funeral Home are there to help. Car trouble? Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair can help. They do it all, from your transmission and engine work to your state emission inspections, tune-ups, and radiator flushes. They can do your oil change and your brakes and exhaust system repairs. They'll fix everything but a broken heart. Find them at 2301 North 30th Street in Philly. Call 215-229-7589. Strawberry Mansion Auto Repair.
You're listening to The Morning Show with Troy Baylor on WWDB 860 AM.
Hi, my name is India Baylor, and you're listening to my dad, Troy Baylor, on WWDB 860 AM.
Seems like yesterday we used to rock the show. I laced the track, you locked the flow. So far from hanging on the block of dough.
We're back on The Morning Show. Hey, we're just having a good time here now. That was Puff Daddy and Faith Evans. Every move I make, every step I make. I think they made that song after the death of Biggie Smalls.
Mm-hmm.
And we just had some final thoughts.
Well, the final thoughts, I'm telling everyone to enjoy this good weather outside. But please go back and put your mask on. Wear your mask everywhere. Go back, wash your hands. I might even start by even going to put my gloves on again. But it's important about wearing your mask. This stuff you can't see, it is airborne, and you don't know. And make sure you cover your nose when you do that. I see a lot of people with a mask, but it's below their nose. Put the mask above your nose, no matter where you go. And see you guys next week.
Hey, and I'll see y'all next Friday. Hope you enjoyed the show today. I had a good time. And we're out of here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.